four of those.
Yeah.
And I have it all.
Oh, great. Thank you.
With your permission, but we are at Melachim Aleph, chapter 12, sentence 19. Sentence 19. We are in the middle of the story that Rehavam, the son of Shlomo, did not obey and took the advice of the old people to take it easy with Am Yisrael. And he came back and he told them what his friends, the young kids, told him to tell them, that Shlomo put taxes and yoke on you, I will do it even harder for you. And David told us that when they heard the message, the statement, they all said, forget about Rehavam, forget about the kingdom of David, forget about Beit HaMikdash, forget about the Kadosh Baruch Hu. They all ran home to the tents. In sentence 19, the Navi says, Vayishu Yisrael bebet David ad hayom hazeh. So until today, really, from that time on, the kingdom of David was not complete, and constantly they had other people ruling Am Yisrael, but not only the descendants of David HaMelech. Vayishu Yisrael bebet David ad hayom hazeh, it means they rebelled, Am Yisrael rebelled against David, and they did not take back the kingdom of David to be on top of them. Says that the Mikdash is going to be destroyed later, and at that time, the Tzidkiyahu, the king of Yehuda, was the king, but it's only in Yehuda. Yehuda and Binyamin, but the rest of Am Yisrael went already to exile, and they came back from exile after 70 years, after 200 years, and they built the second Beit HaMikdash. The king really was from Yehuda, but again, we are in the month of Hanukkah, and 207 years before destruction of second Beit HaMikdash, means 213 years after second Beit HaMikdash was built, the Kohanim, the Hashmonaim, took control until certain time, but then other people came and they ruled, but nobody from Yehuda took back the control. This Navi was written, the Ruach HaKodesh, of course, it's in Vuar, the prophecy. And Navi tells us that this is the end, Rehavam is the end of the kingdom of David HaMelech. Again, this was from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mainly, the Navi says, because Shlomo HaMelech did not behave, and Hashem said, I will not do it in the time of Shlomo. Hashem waited for Rehavam to become the king. And right when he became the king, Am Yisrael rebelled, and they said, we don't want the leadership of Rehavam. Sentence 20.
Why was he so hard on Israel, Rehavam?
He wasn't so hard. It was just the advice of the younger advisors that he had gave him the wrong advice. And that wrong advice, the Navi says, is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu already was fed up with Shlomo. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that Rehavam is going to be the last one to take over all of Israel. In his time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take part of the kingdom away from him. And this is what the Navi says, that Rehavam listened to those younger kids, to the advisors, in order that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to deliver his idea that Rehavam is going to lose the kingdom. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him not to listen to the elderly, to the real advisors, because Hashem wanted him to lose the kingdom because of the behavior of his father Shlomo. What's your name, Shlomo?
Yaakov Moshe.
Yaakov Moshe, not to worry. Yaakov Moshe is the same name, Shiza.
Same name? Tell him why.
This is his name, Shiza.
Is
The sentence 20, with your permission. Before we continue, I would like to just to make a little stop to answer your question. I had in mind to say it later. Most of the time, the Nevi'im are just repetition of what's said in the Torah in half a sentence, or in a sentence, or sometimes even in one word, just to tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us, we may say, to fix certain bad things that we did. We remember that Yehuda was the one that was responsible for selling Yosef. There's a machloket, who is really the person that brought back the garment of Yosef, dipped in blood, and showed it to Yaakov, and asked Yaakov, can you tell us whose garment is that? There's a machloket, but some opinions said this was Yehuda. But Yehuda was in control of the whole thing. He's the one that slaughtered, that gave the order to slaughter a goat. He's the one that gave the order to dip the garment in blood and to send it back to Yaakov. When Yaakov got it and he looked at it later, all his life he suspected Yehuda very much for it. Not only because he suspected Yehuda, just because Yehuda was a suspicious person, just because Yehuda had at the time control of the Shvatim, Reuven lost, we may say, the elderly, the poor, and Yehuda was serving as the king of the tribes. And when they came back and they showed Yaakov the garment, Yaakov felt that Yehuda is responsible, not because directly, maybe indirectly, since Yehuda was the strongest one and took the leadership, Yaakov felt that his fault, and until the day Yaakov died, he suspected Yehuda. So of course, the idea was that Yehuda is against Yosef, and he sold Yosef. To get rid of Yosef, he sold Yosef. They had a bedin, they decided that this is the right decision, that Yosef has no right to stay as a free person, they sold him to Egypt. Of course, we do know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upset about it. This is a Sarah who gave Malchut, that after second Beit HaMikdash died Rabbi Akiva and all the other nine big Chachamim, they died because the Shvatim, the tribe, sold Yosef. So, Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol went up to Shemayim and he asked Malach Gabriel, he asked him what is this Gezerah, and he said the Gezerah is because you are the first generation that you can pay back that act that you sold yourself. So contrary to the Tanakh, we can find this kind of conflict between what we call the entity of Yosef and the rest of Am Israel, or entity of Yehuda with the rest of Am Israel, that those are really the two major forces that are, if we say, fighting about leadership. Yehuda thinks he is the leader, and Yosef thinks he is the leader. And the Navi says, this is the Haftarah of Parashat Vayigash, and Mashiach will come, two of them will combine together. Here the Ari says that this part over here, really, it's not a machloket, real machloket. This is something to bring the Mashiach to have the redemption. And of course, two of them are right. Yosef is right and Yehuda is right. Two different methods, two different ideas. And really what we are learning now is HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent a Navi, a prophet, to appoint Yehovah, that is the grandson of Yosef, to be a leader of part of Am Israel. In the same time, Rehavam is the leader of another part of Am Israel. The harmony between two of them, one of them is going to be Mashiach ben Yosef, one is going to be Mashiach ben David, and that's going to be the Gura, the big redemption. So nothing happened. It is a plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had this in mind. So the machloka between Yehuda and Yosef is just not the right machloket. Its answer is yes. Two of you supposed to be leaders. Two of you are right. It's not Yehuda is right and Yosef is wrong. Not Yosef is right and Yehuda is wrong. It means both of you are right. Ari says both had to lead on Israel to the true redemption, but you must have two. One is called Yosef and one is called Yehuda. And that goes through the whole Tanakh, and it goes through the whole Tfilah, it goes through the whole Torah. It says it's two parts. It's called Yosef and David. And this is really what we're learning here. Rechavam, Ari says, is a descendant of Yehuda. He is the grandson of David HaMelech. On the other side is standing now Yehovam. And we're going soon to learn the fighting later and the wars, the whole thing is just Satan. But this has to do with something. Has to do with the behavior, the original behavior of Yehuda and Yosef. That the descendants have this, when we say, bad or poisoned ingredients in the system. That poison behavior drives them to the wrong path. For example, just as an introduction, Yehovam was chosen by Navi Achia and praised by angels in Shammai that he is something very, very special. At the end, he is one of the people, the Mishnah says, Elam Chalik Olam Haba. And says, you come to Olam Haba, he says, this is the man that was praised, that was chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's out of the job, but not out of Am Yisrael completely. We'll see in a minute what he's going to do. But the idea behind it is, of course, you can blame him. You say, you read the Tanakh, it says, a disaster, a disgusting. Amir says, no, you have to know. This man, Yehovam, he came to this world to fix certain things that his great-grandfather Yosef was not, if we may say, completely right in his behavior. For example, the Gemara says that Yosef died the first one from the tribes, even though he was fairly one of the youngest, but he died before all the brothers. Says the Gemara, one of the reasons is Shenahag Berabanut. He says, when he spoke to his brothers, he spoke to them like a big shot. He says, you better be quiet when I'm talking to you. Even though he was fairly young, says the Gemara in one version, one of the reasons he died younger is because he behaved as a ruler, as a controller, as somebody that has some, if we say, some kind of pride. It's hard to speak about Yosef HaTzadik, but that's what the Gemara says. Yosef met Lifnei Echav. Yosef died before his brothers, Shenahag Berabanut. That he behaved like he is a bossy. He's a Mr. Bossy. He says, are you the boss? Yes, but you have to have a lot of humbleness and you have to behave with humbleness. And since you did not, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will punish you. You're going to die 10 years before you were supposed to die, and the youngest one. The first one who was in the died was Yosef. And this guy, Yehovam, we're going to learn soon that he has this silly thing. That if you may say that Yosef was not completely a complete person with his humbleness, this man, he's having it inside, and he's going to be chosen by Navi to lead Am Yisrael, and the Navi will praise him, and Malachi HaSharet from Shemayim looking at him and says, that's the best. This person was something special. At the end, he's falling down so bad that he has no chalik olam haba. He's not going to get up in Shat HaMitim. He says, if we just forget about this guy Yehovam, nobody's going to name his son Yehovam out of the history. By the way, Chas Shalom, Chas Shalom. You know, I'm not a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I don't say anything here. But before you name your son, or your grandson, or child, if you want to take a name from the Tanakh, you have to read the Tanakh to see what kind of a life this person has. Because Amin says the name of a person that you name the baby, you name the child, has sparks from the original name. Doesn't matter what you want. So everybody's name is Yosef, has sparks of Yosef. Everybody's name is Yaakov, sparks from Yaakov. Moshe, from Moshe. It says, this guy's name is Rechavam. when you start reading the story about Rehavam, and you read the Mefarshim about this girl Rehavam, so Rehavam first of all was cursed. He was cursed by Yoav. And the Gemara says that the sentence 18, it says, Vamelech Rehavam itamet. The king Rehavam was trying very hard, la'alot ba'merkava. It was very hard for him to climb to the chariot, to run away. So he was chased. Am Yisrael wanted to kill him. It's the king of Am Yisrael, and they're trying to kill him. And he runs away, and he tries very hard to climb on the chariot, on the carriage, and he is running away to Yerushalayim.
Why is he fleeing?
He's right, because Am Yisrael they want to kill him. They want to kill him because he said he's going to put more taxes on them, he's going to raise the prices of the gas, so they want to kill him. And they killed the guy that was responsible for the taxes. His name is Adoram, and after they killed him, his representative, they want to kill him, he run. So Navi says he's trying hard to climb the chariot. So the Gemara says, what's so hard? Why does it say that to climb? It's hard for him to climb the chariot. It's page 838. Why so hard for him? So the Gemara says he was very, very sick. He was sick from a curse. Yoav, before he was killed by Shlomo's people, Yoav told Shlomo, all the curses are going to be to you, to your family. And Shlomo said, doesn't matter. So Rehavam is the first one, is very, very sick, became Zav, the Gemara says, path coming from his body. He says he has to force himself to jump on the chariot, so he's going to die. So he jumped in the last moment on the carriage, and he runs away from Am Yisrael. Eventually, you're going to read later, so there's no good information about him. Nothing at all about Rehavam. Again, I'm not a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Chas Shalom. But he was a holy, holy man. His name was Rehavam Zeevi, Gandhi. It was killed by an Arab in the hotel in Mahshimam, in Yerushalayim. He was once Minister of Defense, was to be him in the army. That's 3 years ago. I don't know, 5 years ago.
I think it was like 4 years ago. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. He was walking without cards.
He was inside the hotel.
No, but it was
the hotel.
Yeah. Right. Hayat, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Right. So his father named him Rehavam. Chassalam, I don't say anything, yeah. But before you name your child, if you look in the Tanakh and you read the story about Rehavam, that's the last name that you want to give your child. The last name. I mean, he was innocent. He was a holy man, Rehavam. He has good children. It was top of the line. But what happened if somebody killed him, you read the Tanakh, you see the first king of Am Yisrael, and Am Yisrael tried to kill, was Rehavam. They tried to kill him. Why they tried to kill him? For no reason. Just for the reason he said he wants to raise taxes. That's all. He didn't say nothing. Am Yisrael tried. So he's already sick, fairly very young person, very young, very, very young, sick, cannot even climb a chariot. They're trying to kill him, and soon he's going to lose the kingdom. Am Yisrael rebelled against him. They don't want him, and he's going to be the king of Yehuda. And then in the Navi, we're going to learn later, he was not the perfect person, model for Am Yisrael to follow. Not at all. So I don't say Chasholam not the Kadosh Baruch Hu. But if you name a son and you want to call him Rehavam, you have to look. The name Rehavam, it contains curses, sicknesses, bad luck, all the bad things that a person can have in his life, Rehavam has. Again, it's not his fault. This is something that he got from Shlomo, because Shlomo did not behave, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said all the bad things will happen in the time of Rehavam, not in the time of Shlomo. Should it have happened in the time of Shlomo, Hashem said, no, since Shlomo is the son of David, and I promised David, I like to keep my promise, Hashem wants to do the same thing at Shlomo's time. But Rehavam is bad news in the Tanakh, again, not because his fault, because he was born in a time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upset. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave that advice to Rehavam to take the advice from the younger advisors in order to split the kingdom from Israel, and then Israel should rebel against him. And he's running for his life. He's running for his life, and you don't hear any good thing about him. Only bad news about him. Nothing good he did. Nothing. Nothing. He's building cities to have fight, and then the Navi will tell you at the end, and then it's the seven Divrei Yamin, that constantly he had fights and wars, nothing. There's no good, not one good information. Not only that, he's going to lose everything. He's going to be described later in the Navi that he did bad things and he did sins, and Israel started to do Avodah Zarah in public, went to churches, built altars, everything Ben Rehobam. Everything. Again, it's not his fault. He got his heritage from Shlomo, his father. But again, when you read the Tanakh, if you skip to chapter 14, sentence 22 talks about him. He says the whole Judea, the whole Judea is doing bad things. They're building everything. And says sentence 25, Shishak, the king of Egypt, comes to Yerushalayim, attacks Yerushalayim, takes all the fortunes of Yerushalayim. Nothing good about him. Sentence 30, constantly wars between him and Yerovam. All the days, nothing. A sick person was sick from young age, a complete loser. So you don't name a person of Rehavam after such a big loser in the Tanakh. It's a big mistake, very big mistake. Right, they were afraid of it. Right. But you know about this guy, Moshe. Yeah, you were before him, Moshe, you're right. Until the Rambam. And there was one person before the Rambam, two people before the Rambam were named Moshe. Until that time, everybody was afraid to name his child Moshe. Because it's a big obligation. Because it's a big obligation, his son is Moshe, it means he's going to have a spark of Moshe. He has to be extra good, like Moshe Rabbeinu.
After the Rambam, people were more comfortable with that?
No, the Rambam's father felt this was true. He said, Moshe lo kam ki Moshe, the Rambam father felt that this son Moshe has a tremendous spirit, tremendous neshama, and he says he is the one, a candidate to be called Moshe.
Also Shimon, right?
Shimon was bad luck, yeah. Yeah.
But that changed when?
It's Yom Shimon Yochas. Arutev. Right. Arit said, whoever named his son Shimon at Yom Shimon Bar Yochai, the son suffered very much. So Rehavam is the same thing. Rehavam is very is sick person, but really sick. Zav is a tumah that you have to stay away. You cannot even go to Beit HaMikdash. It's a whole question how is it coming to Beit HaMikdash. He's going to sit over there. He has to be expelled from the camp. He can't be inside the camp. It's the question about Korban Tessa. It's a lot of halachot with the sickness that he has. He cannot even walk. He's a young person. He cannot even walk straight, and he cannot even walk and climb his own chariot. That's how it is. Can you go and name your son Rehavam? He wants to name his son Hitler. There's no information. We know the Shlomo had few daughters. And his two sons.
With all those wives?
Doesn't mean anything. The Shemot is from a Kadosh Baruch. There's no information. There's no information how many children he had. But as the son, as boys are concerned, this is the only information that we have. He had one son, his name is Rehavam, from Naama Ammonit, she was a holy girl, holy lady. I'm sorry. No, I said Naama is a very bad name, yeah. But she was a holy lady. The word now, the name Naama is a very bad name. Very bad name. Naama is a shem shem is a ruach ra. It's the name of a bad entity, bad klipa, bad ruach.
of Ruach for us.
Yeah, very bad. Very, very bad. Noah's wife also, her name was Naamah. So maybe that's why they had the Rechavam. Right, 11 hours. Yeah. She was a holy lady.
Why do people name their kids Shlomo?
The secret behind the name of Shlomo is Shlomo. If you Arises, if he changed the place of the letters, is Le Moshe. That means Shlomo is not that Shlomo. That Shlomo is a bankruptcy. Again, I repeat what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Shlomo would have chosen to be a Roder Ruder and not to be mentioned in the Tanakh. That's what the Gemara says about Shlomo and the end of his life. Shlomo היה מסכים להיות לנקות ביוב, העיקר שלא יכתבו את השם שלו בתנ"ך. בתורה עצמה שהוא כתב, הוא היה בסדר. בתורה עצמה שהוא כתב, הוא היה בסדר. The problem is. When Shlomo was born, his father called him Shlomo. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu called him Yedidya. And this already was something wrong. That the David HaMelech called him Shlomo instead of Hashem called him Yedidya. Maybe his name should be only Yedidya, not Shlomo. You have to read the Tanakh. Before you name your child, you have to know why you're calling him that way. So you see, you read the Tanakh and you decide which name you wish.
But most often the name there is a grandfather or a father.
Right, but the grandfather, again, Ari says in every name that you find in the Tanakh, if you name somebody after somebody from the Tanakh, you have a spark of that name. Unless you want to call him, you call him something that's not in Tanakh, there's no spark. They made used to make names. It's a Chol Yisakeh B'Tanakh. Tamei Yishamot Chadashim.
Shlomo
is a very good name. They say today is easier. But the first person that the name after someone, that's what Ari says. If you call somebody Shimon, until Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai came, so the guy had a very hard life. Every Shimon had a bad luck. Every Shimon, until Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, he fixed the Shimon. So
Shlomo.
But the Ari says through generations, since people called children names, the tikkun is lighter and easier. Somebody, you look in the Tanakh, you look Rachel Imenu, you call somebody Rachel. You look, you read in the Torah, she had a hard life. She had a hard life, couldn't have children. Baruch Hashem, she had two children. She was married only for 12 years with Yaakov Rabin. Died fairly very young. Married at 22, died at 34. Died on birth with Binyamin. Didn't get Ben Machpelah. Was cursed by Yaakov. So before you call this name with all the respect, you say, listen, Rachel resembles bad news. Look at Leah, her husband doesn't like her so much. Also, she died very young, age 44. She only lived 22 years with Yaakov and didn't have an easy life. Struggling with her sister. Again, she's a holy girl. Again, but the question is, if you name your girl Leah or Rachel, look at the Torah. Zahir says, it is true, the first generation, second generation, third generation, who have a name, Rachel, Leah, had a hard life. It's true. Two generations, they did the tikkun, and then it becomes easier. The same thing for the men. But you cannot call somebody Rechavam, that you see the whole thing is bad news, from A to Z bad news. From A to Z is bad news. But Yerovam, it says, bad news. You don't name your son Yerovam after you're going to learn what it is. But it's not his fault. He is a grandson of Yosef. He says he had some bad genes, some bad ingredients from Yosef. And the question is, will be able to control it? If you want him to control it, it's bad news. He is the bad part of Yosef.
From Yosef.
Gemara says, I said before, the Gemara says Yosef died before his brothers 10 years because he behaved like a boss. Since he was bossy, Hashem took him away. He was in Gan Eden, not here. Yerovam is going to try to be a boss. Soon he's going to learn he wants very much to be a boss. And again, he was chosen by an Avi, he's an excellent person, he's Tamid Chacham, everything is perfect, but because you have this kind of a pride inside the system, and you like to be the boss, it's going to drive you that you won't be able even to stand in Shat HaMitim, no Olam Haba. With your permission, we are chapter 12, sentence 20, sorry.
How do we know who got Olam Haba and who didn't?
The Mishnah. The Mishnah says it. How do we have it? The Tanaim. Tanaim figured out. It's written in the Mishnah. This is the Mishnah in Masechet Sanhedrin. Perek Chelek. Over there it says, few kings and few individuals don't have Olam Haba. Yerovam is one of them.
So do they come back for tikkun or not?
Oh. Yeah, they can come back for tikkun, but their body, and the part of their neshama will not have a tikkun. So it means when Mashiach will come, no one in the name of Yerovam will stand up and say, Shalom, I used to be the king of Israel. He won't get up. That's what it means.
Even if it's the same
neshama. It's not the same as spark.
It's only part of it.
Spark.
It's almost not there because we already did the
whole thing. Right. Mamzer is also not his fault.
So you're talking
about teeth, not just his kids. That's right. You're going to learn about it, right? And again, the Tanakh, most of the Tanakh, is just a repetition of what happened in the Torah. Most of the Tanakh, in hints or sentences, that you figure out later, you see that person behaves this way and does that way, it's not necessarily his fault, but he came to try to fix certain things that did happen in the past. If he could not fix it, that means he came here for nothing. He did the job on the wrong way, and you came here in vain. It says, you lost it. It's not like Olam Haba, it's nothing. You didn't accomplish it. Sentence 20, Vayiki Shmoa, Kol Yisrael Kishav Yerovam, Vayishlechu, Vayikol Yerovam, came back from Egypt. But this is, if you remember, we spoke last week that Yosef came back from Egypt. I mean, he didn't go back to Israel, but it means he came back as a slave that was in Egypt. If he came to become a king, Yerovam also was like a slave. He ran away, and now he's going to become a king. Veishlachu veikruoto, he's a grandson of Yosef. Veishlachu veikruoto el ha'eda, yamichoto al kol Yisrael. Since they heard the prophecy of Achiyah Shiloni, he made sure everybody heard it, that he's going to be the king of very big part of Am Yisrael. So they all admired him, and they made him a king. לא היה אחרי דוד, בית דוד ולתי שבט יהודה לבדו. Only Yehuda was behind רחבעם, this is the grandson of David המלך. לא רחבעם ירושלים, רחבעם כי מירושלים, והקל את כל בית יהודה, הקל את ירושלים, gathered all tribe of Yehuda, בית שבט בנימין, also בנימין, 180,000 בחור, עושה מלחמה, drafted 180,000 people, soldiers in order to go and attack. He wants to become the king of Am Israel. They rebelled against him. They tried to kill him. He ran away. He went away to Yerushalayim. He's drafting everybody. And he is going to try to bring back with force the kingdom to his family, to his he should be the king. Navi Shmaya was a very big Navi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to him and told him a prophecy to go and more, sentence 23, and more Rechavam and Shlomo Melech Yudah, go tell Rechavam, Velkomet Yudah Yemim Yudah Lemor, go tell the nation, Ko Amar Hashem, sentence 24, in the name of Hashem, Lo Ta'alu B'Techom Yimachem Yisrael, don't start, don't draft the people, don't start the fight. Shivu Shivuto, each one should come back to his house. I decided to do it. Not Chas v'Shalom Hashem had in mind that Am Yisrael should fight between them and Yehuda, or should have some kind of quarrel or disagreement. It says you are two nations. One is called Yehuda, one is called Israel. It says, please don't fight, don't force on each other your kingdom. Says they all listen. It says everything is fine. It says so far everything is perfect. The Chavam, again, he didn't do no sins yet. He only can rule part of Israel. In the same time, the holy man, his name is Yerovam, he rules the other part of Israel. Everything should be peacefully, no fight, no argument, just continue. You rule this part, you rule that part. Ariel says, Yerovam is Mashiach ben Yosef, Rechavam Mashiach ben David. Soon, Mashiach is going to come. Perfect. Ready for Mashiach, says Ariel. In the beginning, David was supposed to be both, maybe. But now we have two. We have two kings, but it's nothing really to worry about it, that it's going to be over here a world war or war between brothers, nothing. You rule your part, I'm going to rule my part. Sentence 25, by even Yerovam at Shem. Yerovam decided to build Shem. Make Shem as his capital, that's what Chachamim said. He decided Shem is his capital. By Yeshiva, he dwelt in Shem. After he built Shem, he left. He's going to build the city called Pnuel. So Yerovam, the Levite, tells us, this is just a dry information in the beginning. He says, he's building his palace in Shem, and then after he's building his palace in Shem, he moved to a place, it's called Penuel. He's building the city of Penuel. And he speaks to himself, I think that I might lose ground. I might lose the kingdom. He says, why? Am Israel are going in Shloshah Regalim, in the Moadim, in the Chagim, in the holidays, they go to Bet HaMikdash to sacrifice over there. The Shavlei v'am hazeh adonaim, the rest of Am Israel, they're backing me up, they're going to go away from me. And they're going to go back to their master, Rechavam Melech Yehuda. The Raguni talks to himself, they might kill me. V'shav Rechavam Melech Yehuda. So what it means is like this. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says that any Shiva rak lemalche ben David ba'azara. Nobody is allowed to sit in Bet HaMikdash. And it's a custom, Baruch Hashem, Bet HaKnesset, with comfortable chairs. Everybody comes to Bet HaKnesset. Right away, he sinks into the chair, feels comfortable. Hamish, what we call it in America. Baruch Hashem. In Bet HaMikdash, there's no seats, no chairs. You cannot sit over there. Only one person can sit. the king, but it comes from David HaMelech. Any other king that is not a descendant of David HaMelech cannot sit over there. Any Shiva, maybe the Kohen HaGadol also, some Chachamim say yes, the Kohen HaGadol also allowed to sit, but nobody else, no visitors, no Kohanim, no Leviim, no Israel, nobody is allowed to sit in the Kodesh. Only standing. No seats. Two seats maybe. Never, ever. Never, ever. Fe'ipalel l'arag l'amod, en. And if you train yourself to come and sit over here on this comfortable chair, you have a very hard time in Beit HaMikdash. Very hard time. So I know people never sit in Beit HaKnesset because of this. Never. Never sit in Beit HaKnesset. Because you have to train yourself to stand. I mean, Ari says some part of the Tfilah, some part of the Tfilah you should sit down. Ari said according to the Kabbalah, certain thing it's called, you have to sit down on a chair for a reason.
Shema, right? Shema,
the Kadosh. Ah, the Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Not the Shema, not the Shema.
You said
no. Right. He says, but not everybody agrees with that part. Again, the Gemara says, maybe two chairs in Beit HaMikdash, maybe only one chair. One chair only for a king, maybe another chair for Kohen Gadol. Never two chairs for two kings. The king must be a grandson of David HaMelech. Comes here, Yerovam, says the Gemara, and talks to himself. He says, listen, it's very nice to be the king of, let me say, 90% of Am Israel, 10 tribes, but Bezrat Hashem Berin Yedir, the Chag is coming. Everybody's going to go to Yerushalayim, me as well. He comes to Yerushalayim, he comes to Beit HaMikdash, he's going to be one chair over there. I will not be able to sit. I'm going to have to stand, and you see the king is over there sitting. He said, I am a king of 10 tribes, I cannot sit. Rehavam is a king on 1.5 tribes, maybe most 2 tribes, you die. I mean, he's sitting on a chair, he's the boss. He is the boss of Beit HaMikdash, and I'm going to stand like a beggar. He says, if I stand, he talks to himself like this, he said, if that's the case, I have to do something immediately in order to prevent this from happening. But the Gemara says, what's behind it, he talks to himself, they're going to kill him, it's nonsense. Behind it, says the Gemara, this is what Yosef had. That Yosef was a bossy. The Gemara said, Yosef died before his brothers, because Yosef was a boss. Itnaik barabanut. Cesari here, this Yerovam is a great grandson of Yosef, with all the respect, you're going to be a king, the biggest. You are ruling 10 tribes. He says, Olam Israel are behind you. Rehavam wants to make a war against you. Hashem is sending a prophet, Shmaya. He says, no, let him be the king. I want him to be the king. He says, okay, fine. Everything is perfect. Until one point, comes the holidays, he says, I cannot tolerate, I cannot take it, that my colleague is going to sit on the chair, and I'm going to stand. Am I a beggar? He says, that, says the Gemara, Gasut HaRuach, that pride that Yerovam had, is going to drive him all the way down. He's not going to Olam Haba, because just this little thing is bothering him, he cannot take it. Ari says, the numerical value of the word Yosef is 156. Jealousy, in Hebrew is called kinah, is 156. He says, Yosef, you are here to fix that thing is called jealousy. Of course, the first jealousy, if you remember, started with the snake. But the snake said, jealousy, how come Madame Arishon is such a beautiful wife? And his wife, Miss Snakey, is so ugly. And he said, I want to marry Chava, the beautiful lady that we call Miss Universe, not to have this lady, my Snakey, to walk next to me. He says, the jealousy of the snake was transferred later when he touched Chava, and then Chava became jealous, and their jealousy transferred. I said, the jealousy transferred to Yosef. Yosef is the one that he looks like Adam HaRishon. He is going to fix that part, it's called jealousy, that you have nothing to do. Right. That's where you got it from. The master's master, Chaim's the master. So you're right. Shavua Mashiach. This is Dibra, this is command, Maomer.
So he learned that class, if you want to take over.
Yes. So this is command number 10, Lo Tachmod. Lo Tachmod means don't have a desire. He says this is conclude the 10 commandments, but this is really the job. The job is don't desire. He says, why should I desire? Because the snake had this desire. And that desire was transferred all the way to yourself. Here, this guy, Yerovam, says, Ari, you are part of that Yosef, it has to fix it. He says, you're going to have this kind of evil part inside you, and you're going to say, how come this guy is sitting in Beit HaMikdash, and me, that I'm a king of 10 tribes, I have no seat in Beit HaMikdash. That part of jealousy, and that part of pride that he wants to have, is going to drive him out. And that's what he's talking to himself. He's convincing himself that he's going to stand over there and Am Yisrael is going to rebel against him. Nonsense. He had the prophet told you, Yahya Shiloni told you you're going to be the king, and you're just talking to yourself, trying to convince yourself, and saying, nobody's going to kill you. You are an equal king, but you cannot see. Not only that. I'm sorry?
You said Rechavim couldn't even sit because he was
a Right. That's a big question. How Rechavim can sit over there because it's us? Big question. Yeah, maybe Yerovam doesn't know, but did Rechavim go over there? I don't know. There's no information.
What's his body
then? That means passive coming out of his body. Becomes Tamir. Not only that. The Gemara says later on, soon we're going to learn what he did. It says, after he did all these things, still HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to him and he told him, Do Teshuvah. Achazo Bebigdo. Hashem was holding him in his garment. Right. So he wants to know, Hashem tells him, I'm going to walk with you in Gan Eden. What it means is, he is Mashiach ben Yosef, Rechavam is Mashiach ben David, and that's the end of all the exiles, everything will be perfect. So when Hashem told him, if you do teshuva right now, if you regret, everything will be okay. So he said, but I want to know in Gan Eden, who is going to be ahead, me or Rechavam? Still has these ingredients when Hashem is holding his garment and Hashem tells him to do teshuva. Still, Sarin says it's not his fault. This is the bad ingredients that he got from his great grandfather Yosef, that this is the job that Yosef has to do. This is to fix the jealousy and not to be bossy. This man could not fix it. He says he is bossy and he has some jealousy. He said this is not what Hashem brought you here, and therefore it's going to be his defeat. He's going to fall all the way down because he came to do it, he didn't do the job.
Also mentioned
You want to hear it again? They say a joke here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's somebody said a joke.
Okay.
Yeah. So sentence 28, since he could not take it, his jealousy. So it's a whole story over here. It's not so simple. Those two words, it's a long, long story. The Medrash says, No, maybe, you know, he's advised us. Chachamim said, the Medrash says like this. Has he decided that he's going to trick all of Israel? I said, what are you going to trick? He's going to make two golden calves. Two, not one. Two. One a male, one a female. This also you learn.
Yeah.
One a male, one a female. Why? I don't know, Mr. Mean, this is kind of wedding that we have today in America. I don't know. One a male, golden calf. You heard of Moshe?
No,
Yerovam and Nevat made two golden calves.
Yeah.
But he made one male, one female. And he's going to put one in Bethel, one in Dan. But it's going to be very hard for him to convince Am Yisrael. So the Medrash says like this. He came and he told Am Yisrael he wants to make a party. maybe some kind of discussion before the party, he told them that we are going to make golden calves. He says, why are you making golden calves? He says, because Hashem gave up on Yerushalayim. You see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose me to be the king of Am Yisrael. It means he doesn't like Rehavam, the son of Shlomo, in Yerushalayim. Obviously, Yerushalayim is also doesn't have the holiness and the power of Yerushalayim anymore. There's no reason to be in Yerushalayim. There's no reason to be in Beit HaMikdash. I'll do the job for you. But nobody listens, of course, immediately. The Medrash says, he made the party, and in the party, he took two people, one Sadiq, one Rasha, and he asked them, would you do what I tell you? He says, of course. So he asked them, if I would have told you to go do Avodah Zarah, would you do? So the Rasha said, maybe the Sadiq, it's a kind of version of the Midrash. He says, Chas v'shalom. He says, no, he doesn't mean it, he only means it's a test. Would you test yourself on this? Achia Shulamit Navi was there in the party, and the question is, he forged his signature or he convinced him the way he convinced part of Am Yisrael that he doesn't mean Avodah Zarah, he means some kind of a test or something, and Achia Shulamit either he signed or he forged his signature, and he said, here it is, everybody is invited, we're going to do two golden calves. But first, the golden calf is just for show. It says, I want to explain to you. Later, I'll teach you. I'll tell you what you got to do. Not exactly to worship Avodah Zarah immediately. And eventually, everybody's going to be forced to go over there. And not Yerushalayim. He's going to put soldiers all around the highways to direct the people towards the golden calf. Nobody's allowed to go to Yerushalayim. That's why Yivat HaMelech, when the Maskir asks, sentence 28, it says he made it in some kind of advice that he asked people, what can we do? What do you think we should do? Is it good to have golden calf? He's going to try to convince people to do it and to bow down to it. And he's going to try to convince Achiyashu, he's a prophet. That's why Ivasa, Melech, Mayash, Neigle, Zav, and Maharem, Rav, Lachamot, Yerushalayim. He says he told everybody, enough. Don't go to Yerushalayim. Hine Elohecha Yisrael, Asher Elohecha Meretz Mitzrayim. The same sentence that Am Yisrael said when they made the golden calf, he said, here it is, you see the golden calf? Now we have two. Two of them, those are the ones, Hine Elohecha, here it's already Elohecha, it's you God that took you out of Mitzrayim. That's Asher Elcha, Asher Elucha. Now it's perfect with the Torah, Baruch Hashem. Is now over here, we have two of them, it's plural. It says, those two took you out of my time. It says, it's not necessary, and I don't let you anymore to go to Yerushalayim. It includes Beit HaMikdash. And everybody agreed, the Midrash says, because they all were drunk. He made a big party, and they all were drunk, and they asked him, what do we do? He says, you want to do it tonight? He says, no, we'll do it in the morning. Tonight I don't do for you. In the morning we go to sacrifice this golden calf. Something very similar that happened in the desert with Am Yisrael and Aaron HaKohen. The same thing does repeat itself right here. In the morning they got up, and Yerovam sacrificed around it. He built an altar around it. The Midrash says he took lulav and etrog. It was Sukkot soon, he made it in Sukkot, he made a new holiday, he says we don't need the Jewish calendar anymore, we have our own calendar, he tried to move Shabbat, he tried to move Rosh Chodesh, he tried to move all the holidays, he moved the whole calendar, it was a completely different calendar, with different holidays, some of the holidays he cancelled, some of them he moved them. He says, I'm going to do whatever I want because I was chosen by a prophet, and here I have a signature of Achia Shiloni that he supported me whatever I do.
Why would you pick the Egel HaZahav when they had such bad experiences with the last
one? Anybody followed.
Right.
How did they follow the person? But
Right. These are the people who lived through it.
How many generations later?
How many generations later? I don't know, but the years I can tell you. This is about after coming out of Mitzrayim.
Yes.
And from Abraham Avinu till Shlomo are 15 generations.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I mean this is big. This is the big generations. It's much less. But the years, to be precisely about the years, it's about 550 years after we did the Golden Calf.
After the
You see, 480 years after we came out of Mitzrayim, we built the Hamikdash.
So then,
yeah. And then, yeah, Shlomo built the Hamikdash when he was 12. He finished it when he was 16. Now Shlomo is dead already, and he died at the age of 52. And it is a few years later, maybe a year later, two, 3 years later, I don't know, there's no information. Chiyar Sheni will see Eliyahu HaNavi. Chiyar Sheni will transfer to Eliyahu HaNavi all the information that we have today. Is the Gemara said, from Chiyar Sheni, that saw Moshe Rabbeinu in the desert, and saw later Eliyahu HaNavi. And lived over 700 years. לא באדם הראשון, מהתקופה שיצאו ממצרים.
יש לי
ספר כזה,
יש כל
התורות.
של
אהבה כאן ראשון, מה? יש ספר כתוב, בדיוק, אברהם אבינו, אז נעזר. 15 generations from Shlomo to Hezekiah. Shlomo was at the peak. The Gemara says like the moon. The moon has 30 days. Up to the 50th day of the month, the moon becomes bigger. And after the 15th day, it becomes smaller. Shlomo is at the peak. Shlomo is the 15th generation. From Abraham to Shlomo. From Shlomo down to Hezekiah and Melech, 15 kings. The destruction of Beit HaMikdash, you mean the moon disappeared. After 30 days, 30 generations. And so Hezekiah, who is the last king, is king number 15 after Shlomo. So these two golden calves, but the two golden calves are very similar to the original golden calf. If you remember, Ari says, let's say in your terminus here, The first golden calf was made with a piece of parchment, not a parchment, a piece of clay. And from that piece of clay, Moshe Rabbeinu used to pick up the coffin of Yosef. On that piece of clay was written Alesho. Cheres. On that piece of clay was written Alesho. Yosef is Sho. The symbol of Yosef is a bull. The symbol of Yosef is a bull, one of the reasons, is because there is a bull upstairs in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chair, one of the legs has a symbol of a bull. Yosef is like a bull, and Moshe Rabbeinu, when he wanted to pick up the coffin of Yosef, he wrote in a piece of clay, Alesho means bull, get up, and the coffin comes up. Then two people, Eunice and Eubulus, took this piece of clay, carry it as an antique piece or powerful kamea that has some power. And when Aharon made this calf, the golden calf, they threw that clay inside, and the golden calf stood up and was able to sing and dance and egress. The same thing here. There's no information of the two of them. One of those two, at least we have information, was able to talk and said himself, Anochi, whatever it says, Ine Elohecha Yisrael Asher Elohecha Meretz Yisrael. The calf itself, himself said that statement. The same power without the piece of clay. That's some kind of magic. So again, the first golden calf was made because of the piece of clay that Moshe used to raise Yosef's coffin, and that is why it's like a calf. that Kef is the son of a bull, and Yosef is a bull. So the same thing happened now. Yehovam is the grandson of Yosef, he's going to make the bull. And it's the same exact story. It says the first golden calf was made because of Yosef's coffin, because of Yosef's coffin. Moshe wrote on a piece of clay, "Aleshor, pick up yourself, bull." It says Yehovah is going to do the same thing. It says since the first golden calf was made, if we see, because of Yosef. By the way, we went down to Mitzrayim. Because of Yosef, because the brothers told Yosef. It says Yosef has a tremendous power. It says we came out of Mitzrayim with the coffin of Yosef. As the coffin of Yosef is the power of the bull. Here Yehovah is as a great a grandson of Yosef is going to do the same trick, is going to use the same technique maybe. I don't know if he wrote his own information how he made it, that this golden calf can speak. But it says the idea is Yosef is responsible direct and indirect for the bull that Am Israel made in the desert. The same thing over here, he himself as a grandson is going to make a golden calf. A golden calf. The same thing that did happen over there, that over there was a party. It says, Vayuchlu, Vayishtu, Vayakumu, Letzarek. It says, Am Yisrael drank and they had a party. And in the morning, they danced around the golden calf. It says, Yehovah did the same system. It says, they made a party, and they said, okay, they were drunk in the party. And they said, Yehovah, no, you want to do something? It says, no, in the morning. In the morning, Yehovah got up, he sacrificed to the calf, the same thing that Am Yisrael did to the golden calf in the desert. The same exact thing.
The white
two calves. Yes. I don't know if I'll give it for next week. Or you go to the wedding.
Yeah.
Just sentence 29 with your permission. Vayasem et ha'echad bevet el et ha'echad natan bedan. That Yehovah decided. Simple explanation, just he picked two cities and he decided to put the two golden calves. One is putting in Bethel, one in Dan. Simple explanation is that Bethel is in the center of Israel, we say, and Dan is all the way up north. It means in order to prevent traffic, that too many people will try or he will force them to come to one spot, it's going to be easy for the traffic. He's going to put one all the way up north, and one is in called Midtown, and now it's going to be part of Israel go to the Midtown one, and the other part will be going to the north. So he decided to make two, but of course that's not the reason. One is the main, one is the female. We'll get to it next week with us.